Hello, this is Ken Barron with an NABWMT. This is the third in my new podcast series that looks at the ramifications of the elections. And last week, the Democrats lost quite handily, and we're all, in some sense, grieving. But for the next couple of podcasts, I want to just analyze in brief why I think the Democrats had such a poor showing. Last week it was about racism and misogyny, and now I want to talk about immigration. Now, the voters voiced frustration over inflation and immigration, and some economists expect Trump's policies to worsen it. Immigration dominated the 2024 election cycle, highlighting stark differences between the candidates' rhetoric and policy proposals, as Trump made thousands of false statements connecting unauthorized migrants to crime and other social problems. Polls showed growing support amongst voters for reducing immigration. Harris struck a more positive tone, but her policy proposals, while more moderate than Trump's, still skewed to the right of the Democratic Party's traditional approach to immigration. Ahead of the election, the Marshall Project analyzed more than 12,000 of Trump's public statements about immigration available on facts around the social media. A public database has been looked at with presidential candidate statements, and Trump relied heavily on repetition. The Marshall Project reporters identified his most repeated falsehoods about immigrants, some of which he made 500 or more times. Researchers show that more times a person hears a statement, the more likely they are to believe it, whether it's true or not. One of Trump's most repeated claims this year was that there were millions of immigrants crossing the southern US border who were intentionally released from foreign jails, prisons, and asylums, especially in countries like Venezuela. These claims have been routinely debunked by journalists, researchers, and fact checkers. Pressed multiple times, the Trump campaign has not provided corroboration of the statements. Still, Trump repeated the claim at least 560 times. As Trump stated, plans for immigration policy in his second term are a continuation of his first. He vows to finish the construction of a wall along the 1,900-mile-long U.S. border with Mexico. About 450 miles of border walls were built during his first term, although 81% of the construction was replacing old structures. Despite the proven ineffectiveness of such a wall and its cost of taxpayers, Trump has repeated the necessity of a wall more than 675 times. Trump has outlined plans to carry out mass deportation at a historic scale, removing millions of undocumented people. He's proposed the use of migrant detention camps, workplace raids, and military enforcement, describing the Eisenhower's administration Operation Wetback as a model for humane deportations. Historians widely describe the Eisenhower deportation as inhumane, and critics of Trump's proposal warn such a massive change in population could lead to unpredictable economic effects on the country. We need these immigrants. Trump has also said he would restore policies from the first administration, including barring entries to people from Muslim-majority countries, separating families at the border, requiring immigration to remain in Mexico while their asylum cases are processed, and halting programs for refugees. He also claims he would end birthright citizenship for people born in the U.S. to undocumented migrants. Well, that's the second of my theory on why the Democrats lost the election. in my next podcast, I'd kind of like to move on and look more carefully at Project 2025, which is the bastion of people working for Trump in the next administration likely to incorporate. We'll look at all those factors and see what you and I can do to broadcast things that won't work, things that are injurious to people and also to the economy. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and like us if you wish. You can visit us also on our Facebook page on navwmt.org and other places where you find these podcasts. Thank you so much.